When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Mike and Maurice's Mind Escape. Let us help you escape your mind.
All right, folks, welcome back to Mike and Maurice's Mind Escape. We have episode number 229 today. This is our fourth anniversary show. I can't believe we've been doing it for 4 years, but we have. And I think it's 4 years almost to the day.
Yeah, it's about right. My, how the time flies.
Yeah, the first two episodes we actually recorded in the same place at your house, or the first three episodes. Which were junk, but
I loved them.
It was fun, but like there was some talking over each other, and that we were not very enlightened by the topics that we were discussing. Or I should say enlightened on. So before we get started here, though, everybody head on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/mindescapepodcast. For just $2 a month, you'll get exclusive guest episodes and segments. I just uploaded one with Peter Sjursted. There's tons of stuff on there. I mean, anybody we've had on the show, big names, little names, they're all on there. Rick Strassman, Randall Carlson, Laird Scranton. I mean, you name it. If we've had a guest on, there's a good chance we've done an episode with them on our Patreon. Also, you can check us out on Discord if you're looking to chat on there. And there's different tiers. You can check those out if you want. Also, head on over to indrasweb.org. This is a social media platform we created to connect open minds. Set up a profile if you want to hypothesize, theorize, speculate, whatever you want to do on the topics we discuss. We've been slacking a little on that lately, only because we got other projects going on, but I will make sure I put more effort into that in the new year and get that going again. And if anybody's interested, we are giving away this Mind Escape t-shirt. All you have to do, actually, I should say we only have a large and a medium left. So if one of those will fit you and you're interested, all you have to do to win it is leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast and take a screenshot of it and then send the screenshot to mindescapepodcast@gmail.com. That will enter you to win. We already had one winner, Cole. So congratulations to Cole last month. And we do have a merch store on TeePublic. I have the link down below. I've got some awesome designs, one with Anubis, a couple other interesting ones, a Portara of Naxos. There's some cool stuff on there.
Let Maurice speak.
Yeah. Let Maurice speak. It should be Let Maurice Beak, and it's you with a big bird face.
They call me Blue Jay.
Yeah. We're going to be doing that. Big things to come this year. We have been working on our first documentary. It's finally entered the editing process, so that should be coming out at some point this next year. Excited for that.
Oh, he's lift off the old.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're going to do we'll do an official announcement episodes with one of the main people, in the documentary here coming up soon. But this is what we're doing, and we've got most of it done except for the editing process, but lots of big names. And you can imagine the people that we've met and talked to through the podcast, some of those people will be on the documentary as well. So again, we'll do an official announcement with a little bit more info, and Maurice is also working on making a little trailer for it. So big things to come.
Absolutely.
If you want to support the show, we're growing pretty steadily and slowly, which growth of any kind is good. But if you want to support the show, tell your friends, tell your family, spread the word. You can support us through Patreon. You can support us through leaving us a nice review on Apple or Spotify. Spotify does have a review system now, so you can leave us a nice review on there. And yeah, we appreciate all the love and support that we've gotten to this point, and we've learned a ton. So without further ado, let's get rocking. The easiest way to support us
is just to smash that like button. So go ahead and give it a whack.
Yeah, and if you listen to the audio platform podcasts, we do our show live on YouTube. And if you watch on YouTube, we are on all the audio podcast platforms. So I cannot believe it's been 4 years, but it has been. I've learned a ton. I don't know. How about you?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of eye-opening and spiritual awakening type situations. And it's just, it's the podcast, but it's also life. I think we've both grown as individuals, and I think the podcast had a positive influence on that as well.
Yeah, I mean, coming in, we were strictly into the more spiritual, mystical, more out there theories and stuff like that, and we've slowly, at least I have, whittled it down to a more realistic view on what's actually possible, what's probable, and then, you know, looking at things like, oh, we used to think this or believe this, and now those seem very absurd, or there's no basis in reality for that. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what our Mysteries and Metaphysics series is about, which we're going to continue this next year as well. Mm-hmm. And we're going to wrap up some other stuff coming up. We're going to wrap up the What Was Soma series. I want to get back to finishing the Ancient Greece series, which we started last year and haven't finished. Yeah, those are the few series with just Maurice and I that we're going to do. And lots of other stuff. But again, we're just going to keep bringing, you know, some of the top minds and researchers in these fields on and having interesting conversations. So, can you think of some of your more favorite episodes this last year?
Yeah, I have a couple that come to mind, and you already mentioned the first one, and that's the first episode. I think it's just getting something going, regardless of how knowledgeable you are or whatever. The bottom line is we started doing it, and the mistake that a lot of people have in life is they start something and then they kind of give up on it way too early, and that's just something that I think, you know, I think playing the guitar, that's probably where we've learned this particular skill. At least that's what's going on for me, because I know a lot of people that pick up an instrument or they get into painting or whatever, and then they see how hard it is and then they kind of just give up on it. But with the guitar, I think both of us, we kind of put in the time, and it's a good lesson for any child to see what it actually takes to become proficient in some kind of sport or hobby or anything. And I think we took that same trait that we learned and applied it to the podcast, and 4 years going, we're still kicking butt. And I don't think we have any signs of giving up or lightening up on it. I know we've had some life alternations with, you know, you're having a baby and stuff like that. So a lot of things are coming and going, but we're still trying to find the time to work on our passion. So the first one that pops into my mind is just the first episode, because that's the beginning of it all.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't know though. For me, it's a little bit different. Like, I'm on this path and I look back at our first 50-ish episodes, I'm like, what was I thinking? Like, that's not, and I think a real pivotal point was, when I started really getting into philosophy, like two and a half years ago, I think a lot of my views and the way I looked at the world started to change in a big way. And I had, you know, known a little bit about philosophy, but just really getting into the minds of the pre-Socratic philosophers in ancient Greece, and then, you know, Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, and then even some of the early Roman philosophers and stuff like that. It's really kind of changed the way I think about things in a good way. I still have kind of added my own spin to it, you know, but yeah, a lot of the things that I thought were possible are, you know, I went back and I reread books and watched documentaries and watched YouTube videos and all sorts of things. And I just realized that these are all people too. And a lot of these people were drawing from nothing really to come up with some of these theories and stuff. And some of them, you know, there's a lot of alternative theories or hypotheses or whatever that do have some validity and there is evidence there. But then there's other ones that's like, well, there's nothing there. So why do people think that? So it's kind of me kind of going back and reassessing what could be possible, what could be real and what isn't, kind of a thing.
Yeah, you know, I say that first episode because it's kind of like your first love or something. It's not necessarily the best love of your life, but it's has a special place in your heart. That's why I bring up that episode as number one. But how about you? What's one of your favorites?
I mean, it's one that's actually been pretty, it's one of our more popular YouTube videos. It gets the most consistent views and it's not like a huge, you know, one of our most viewed videos, but the Codex Gigas and psychedelic episode that we did. I mean, I did a lot of research for that. It's not a guest episode. I mean, we'll get to all the guests in a little bit, but for that one, for me, I put a hypothesis out there and kind of went through and actually used evidence to back up what I was thinking, and I felt like that kind of came through in the video. So for me, from like a research standpoint, that, you know, maybe that one or maybe one of the Easter Island ones that we did, I feel like,
yeah, those are kind of cool too, because you can take in information and then it's almost like an art spin where you can kind of make your own hypothesis based on all the stuff that you've learned. And
right.
I don't know, I'm not as knowledgeable as you, but I think that you actually can come up with some of your own Michael Mazie based theories, and who knows, they're now encapsulated in time, so we'll see if they pan out or not.
Yeah, and I'm open to being wrong. I've been, like I said, I mean, you know, we'll still get messages. Somebody commented on one of our early like the third episode or second episode, they're like, I haven't learned anything new from this. And I'm like, I haven't either, because that was 4 years ago, and this, you know, what we knew at the time was like nothing compared to what we know now. So yeah, again, I look back, it's not like you have to start somewhere, right? Like you mentioned the first episode and you got to stick with it. But, you know, people that are coming to our podcast that listen to episode one, I actually would recommend starting to listen to episode like 100 or 150. I'm being honest. Like, I just feel like we're kind of a completely different thing now. So if you liked us at episode one, you might not like us, you know, more modern 200, 150, somewhere around there. But if you started watching at 150, 200, whatever, you might not like our first 50 episodes. So you know what I'm saying? Or
right. But if you take a pot, like I think we can agree that Joe Rogan's is probably the biggest podcast going right now. This guy believed in Bigfoot back in the day. So, you know, don't be too hard on yourself.
No, like I said, I know it's a journey.
And you'll look back from on what we're doing now and be shocked, I'm sure, because if you don't, then you're kind of being stagnant, and being not growing isn't a good thing either. So hopefully we do look back and go, oh, I can't believe what I was thinking in episode one, I can't believe what I was thinking in episode 200, and we'll just keep progressing as we go.
Yeah, absolutely. But like I said, I think you have to be somewhat critical too, because like you said, it's we've been critical this whole time of people that write books 40 years ago and still adhere to those same hypothesis theories or whatever. You know, you have to keep constantly evolving. Like, science evolves, philosophy of mind evolves, consciousness evolves, everything's evolving and growing and everything. So I think that's the one thing about our podcast, is we're not, you know, dying on any hills or planting our flag in the, you know, dirt and saying, this is what we believe, you know, this is how we think. It's more of just a constant, like, ever flowing, ever changing thing. And that's kind of the philosophy I've adapted, is just constantly growing and changing with new things. And if I learn something new, I'm not afraid to replace it with something else that I used to think or believe. So, I mean, I don't know if you feel the same way, but.
Yeah, for sure. And I've also had some life-changing activity through these 4 years as of you. I can't stress that enough, that And you to grow as a human, you have to have the combination of something deeply personal and then also knowledge that you've gained, and then you combine those two and you can rise out of the ashes.
Right. Well, yeah, like I said, I think a good place to start is like our Mysteries and Metaphysics episodes, because it encompasses both, you know, what we used to think, how we think now, and then, you know, like I said, I got into these topics because I was going through kind of like a spiritual awakening at the time, and I had a lot going on in my life. And if anybody's listened to the podcast, stuff with like my mom having cancer and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it kind of set me down this path, and I started to question life and really went through this like spiritual awakening / I don't even know, just like became more inquisitive about things that I never really thought about before. And in that process, I got into a lot of the more mystical and alternative things. You know, I think one of the first ones I read was like Graham Hancock's, you know,
Tree.
Yeah, Graham Hancock's stuff. And I think from there, I got into a lot of like the ancient stuff. I mean, I was already interested in like ancient Egypt and stuff from, you know, when I was younger, but...
Well, that's something kinda, I think is deeply, we can talk about that more, but I think that's deeply rooted in our family's history. I don't know.
Right. Well, yeah, our grandfather had like glass reliefs with hieroglyphs that he created, specific things in there and stuff like that. So like messages and stuff like that. So that was all there, but like reading Fingerprints of the Gods and Graham Hancock stuff. And then also being into like, you know, being like a psychonaut and exploring my mind, psychedelics and altered states of consciousness and meditation and things like that kind of got me going. And then, so I had to balance it out though at some point. I felt like you can't just go full mystical, full metaphysical if you don't know what we know about the world. Like if you don't know what science has to say or philosophy has to say or what the cutting edge stuff that people are studying the physical world are saying, then how can you just believe something when you don't even know the other side of it? So I felt like I had to balance that out. And we have, for the most part. I mean, I feel like we do a good job of, you know, being skeptical, but also being open-minded to new ideas and the theories and things like that. And I think that over time, that's just going to keep even evolving more till we have just a more concise idea of what's going on. But again, I mean, I'm always open-minded. So if I feel like I've been wrong in the past, I'll mention it. And I know you have too. And, yeah, I don't like to, like I said, stick with one thing, 'cause I don't think that that's any way to knowledge. I think you have to keep evolving. Shout out to Sandy. I see she's in here. Sandy is our top escapee and become a close friend. And, we love you, Sandy. Hope all is well. And, yeah. Look forward to the new year.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I mean, I really think that this podcast has been super beneficial in the way that, like I said, it's personal growth, growth of consciousness. And again, just, you know, putting ourselves out there, you know, we're on the record or in the early days saying, you know, we believe in some crazy stuff, and now we don't necessarily, or at least I don't. I shouldn't
speak for yourself, bro. Yeah, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't, but to me, it's not crazy stuff.
I still have a little bit of mystical Mike in me, by the way. You can get a mystical Mike t-shirt in our merch shop if you're interested. Yeah. But for real, like, I just think that, you know, it's easy to read one book or watch a YouTube video and start believing in something. And it's another thing to actually put in the time, put in the work, and like cross-reference it. Like, what does the other side have to say? And like, look at things. So now whenever I learn anything, I try and look at all the angles. Like, what does this side say? What does that side say? Like, I learn all.
Right.
And I think that that's the only way to true knowledge, is to learn the whole picture, the bigger picture. Now, that being said, we are all just human beings, so in a way.
Flawed, imperfect.
On all levels. So if you should never put all of your faith or, you know, eggs in any one person's basket because that person's just another human being. So,
right.
I mean, that goes for anything, you know, whether it's a spiritual or religious leader, whether it's the top UFO mind, whatever, whether it's the top psychedelic mind, you should never listen to just one person because, again, they're just a person. I've never met anybody. I've never met anybody or talked to anybody. We've been doing this podcast now. Have you ever talked to anybody that's just blown your mind? You're like, that person's an alien or that person's on some other level I can't even explain.
No, but I think that we have deeply rooted in us is a inquisitive nature. It's the same thing. Well, you were talking about going down the rabbit hole. It's like, yeah, you could go on YouTube and you could type in one thing and watch videos supporting your fact. And I have a friend that does it, and he's fully convinced about some stuff that I definitely I just disagree with. Because
I think I know who you're talking about, and I'll message you after the show. Yeah. I have a documentary for him to watch.
No, because that's the thing. It's like, you watch 10, 20, 50 videos on a subject and then you've convinced yourself. But for me, then I go, hold on a second. Let's watch something on the other end here. And then you go on. And then I personally will go on the other end. But a lot of these people won't go on the other end because they're so set in their ways that they don't even want to see it through someone else's lens. And it's like, you have to, if you look at it through somebody else's lens and then you're convinced, it's creating more validity to your fact. It's like a debate. If you can go into a debate and argue with somebody who has a completely different view on you, and you're still convinced at the end of it, it's just going to make your cause that much stronger. You know what I mean?
So yeah, like, and another example would be is like early in our show, we would challenge, you know, different scientific theories or hypotheses. And like now it's like, I look at it as, we used to use science to like validate things that we would want, like mystical wise, or like, oh, this backs this up, or this says this about this. But mm-hmm. then we would poo poo it when it had like an opposing. That was like early in the show. And I think what we've done recently is just, you know, look at it from like the philosophy of science standpoint, which is things are always evolving. What we know today is going to be either outdated, changed, you know, maybe slightly altered a little bit or something in the future. So again, I think a lot of the types of shows that look into these topics, they will do the same thing. They use science to like back up things they want, and then they are against it when it says something opposite or contrary to what they want or believe or whatever. So we're never going to do that. I mean, you know, for something like, let's say something, you know, let's say quantum physics, and somebody's measuring something, or the double slit experiment or whatever like that. Yeah, there's weird things that happen, quantum entanglement. There's weird things that happen that we can't explain, but we can measure. I think the record's like 1,000 miles or something for quantum entanglement. So there's like things that we can measure. So it's like there's certain people that use these things to take lots of liberties and then say, well, we don't know anything about it. Well, we don't know a ton, but there are people out there that are like actually doing research. That's their life, you know, like that's they're putting everything into it. So in a way, if somebody's devoting their life to something, you think they're going to like fake themselves out, or like, you know what I'm saying? They're just
right.
So it's I think then if you want to question that, it comes more down to like philosophy. And if you're questioning that stuff, then I think you're the type of person that's going to want to question reality, and that's fine too. Where maybe we're in a simulation, maybe, you know, consciousness creates reality, maybe we're in a video game. You know, there's a lot of different ways you could go with that, but at the end of the day, we live in this physical world. We're bound by these physical laws. There are weird things on the fringe. There are weird things, metaphysical things that we can't explain, and that's why we do this show. But at the end of the day, I think you have to look at both sides of it to balance it out. You can't just go full mystical, just like you can't go full science into scientism either. So,
mm-hmm. Well said. I like that.
But yeah, we've evolved a lot, and so I mean, some of the more recent shows we've done, I've liked a lot of the more recent shows we've done actually. So,
well I wanted to get back to some more of my favorites, and
okay. Oh yeah, go back.
An old one is Mr. Mushroom Man himself, Laird Scranton.
Mushroom Man.
What? Yeah, isn't...
No.
He's not the one that's the all the...
No.
Tom Lane.
Kevin... Maurice, or should I say Kevin? Because that's a real Kevin move. And by the name, I grew up calling him Kevin, and he's my cousin. At some point when he was like early 20s, he changed his name to Maurice. So
no, first of all, my real name is Maurice, and when I went to college, everything that was given to me was under Maurice, and it's just like, what am I going to keep correcting everyone? I might as well just go with this. And I'm glad I did, but it's like going back into when you're in grade school, you want to be just like everybody else. You don't want to stand out. You don't want, because you don't want people looking at you as an outsider or a weirdo or whatever. And the name Maurice is just, no one's ever heard of that before. So, but when you get older, you want to be different. You want to be that unique person that you really are. So I think that had a lot to do with it as well. I wanted to embrace that being an individual, you know?
Okay, so your first top episode is the first episode. Your second top episode is Tom Lane.
Yeah, I think it actually was the second Tom Lane one where he had the pictures and we went through the whole...
I think the second two that we did, we did four of them with slideshows. I think the second one was, I don't know, the mushroom codices from...
Yeah. And it was like the first time I was like, wow, I'm really learning. So not that I didn't learn from before, but that was the first. I'm a visual guy anyway, so when he brought that on and we went through the slideshow and he was, you know, decoding all the different pictures and stuff like that, I was like, this is awesome. And I also thought, this is what this podcast could be, is a real eye-opener. Like I said, I'm glad that me and you have learned, and I just hope that it translates to our fans because we've both learned a great amount.
The first Tom Lane one, I think we just kind of went through some of the ritual stuff, the sacred mushroom ritual stuff. And then I think the second episode, we went through the mushroom codices. I think the third one, we did Mesoamerican metaphysics. And then I think the fourth one, we specifically focused on Maria Sabina.
Yeah.
The mushroom sabia from Mexico. And yeah, those were really interesting. And he does a great job explaining them. He spent a lot of time researching, and you know, he's obviously did a mushroom rituals with Maria Sabina, who's obviously, she's no longer alive, but I mean, he was there in the 70s and stuff. So yeah, interesting stuff for sure. Any other favorites?
Well, a lot of these episodes, I'm not saying that these are the best that we've ever done, but for me, spiritually and intellectually...
Yeah, it meant something to you in the moment or whatever.
Exactly. Well, why don't you go ahead and tell us another one of your favorites?
Well, I haven't told you... Well, I told you one of that we just did us, but like, I mean, a favorite guest, or like I said, I mean, I mentioned the favorite that we've done that just... maybe one of the philosophy ones we did if it was just us two, but as far as guests go... I mean, yeah, one of my favorite people I enjoy talking to on the show. We'll get him back on. I know he has a book coming out, I think, in March or February. I forget. I think maybe March is Dr. Gregory Little.
Yeah.
You know, he knows a lot about a lot of different topics, and he's a psychologist and stuff. So he understands the mind, and he's interested in a lot of the esoteric and alternative stuff, too. So I enjoy talking to him. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, he's always great. It's interesting too, because we get the guest once, it's kind of just like a little handshake and to get to know him decently, and you know, we haven't really established a friendship, so to say. And then when we get him to come on again, I think they open up a little more. And the guests that we've had on multiple times, it's almost like we're just sitting in the room with them, which is awesome because we do this thing so remotely, you know?
Right. And we've had guests on that we've only had on one time. There's a couple different reasons for that. One of them could be maybe they're just busy and it was hard enough to get them on once as it is, kind of a thing. Another reason would be maybe there just wasn't like a rapport, that back and forth, that flow, you know, like... some people don't enjoy podcasting or whatever. Maybe they were just doing it to promote a book or whatever. But if we haven't invited somebody back, it's not like intentional either. You know, it's just like a vibe thing too. You know, if you give off good vibes and the conversation's flowing and we're learning something and you're having a good time, you know, we can feel it. The people can feel it, you know. And if you're not, you know, I don't know. Maybe you won't be back on.
No, we've had a couple. It's funny because we've had a couple of guests on who are doctors, and they seem to have the same, not that it means anything, but it's just like they have the same humor and jovial joking abilities, and it's just like, wow, this is surprising, but we fit so good together. So it's fun when we have that connection. Again, we appreciate the other ones just the same because we're getting the information. But yeah, there's a lot more to it than just coming on. I mean, it's a live show. We don't really know who you are. They don't know what questions are coming. Obviously, you treat your guests very respectfully, and you don't put them in an awkward position, or you try not to. But yeah, it's a live show, and some people are just more outgoing than others.
Yeah, there's been a couple awkward moments in the show.
We should make a reel of those.
It's more of the earlier episodes, but yeah, there's been a couple of people that'll mention something or say something. It's like, what, yeah. Bye bye.
Yeah. it's good times though. It's unpredictable. Like it's live, so anything can happen.
Yeah. We should have a thing where it goes bye bye. It flushes them in the toilet, like on the screen, and they get kicked out.
Well, do you want me to start doing sound effects or what? Because this could open up a whole new can of worms. Like the early morning, the morning drive guys.
Yeah, it's like that episode of It's Always Sunny where they've got the sound effects when they're doing the podcast, and he keeps hitting like the fart button.
Yeah, they do that on a Family Guy too, and they did the dingo and the baby.
But yeah, so most of the people we've had on the show, I either read their book or had been in touch with them at some point. We've had a couple people reach out to us. But even those people, you know, usually super cool people for the most part. So,
you know, I was thinking about what you were saying about the first 50 episodes. You almost have to put a disclaimer. It's like this. We thought this was a comedy podcast.
Yeah,
just be careful what you hear because
we did go graphic. Yeah, we did go more comedy back in the day. But I mean, the goal initially of the podcast was to learn ourselves and help people learn at the same time. And in the earlier episodes, I don't think we taught many people much.
No.
But more recently of the quality of guests and just spent, like, I think there was a point when we started doing the slideshow episodes, I'm like, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is and I'm going to research these things and I'm going to put it on the screen and whatever I looked into or wrote down, people can look at it and go along with us during the episode and stuff like that. So, I mean, there was like a transitional point where, you know, there was actual hard research and not just reading somebody's book or watching a few videos on them or something like that. So,
well, you got to grow and you got to find yourself really. It's the same as anything, bands or artists or whatever. You can look at their early work and you go, wow, that really wasn't what Picasso was. Or
right.
We listen to the band Fish. You listen to the earlier stuff. It's like, they're still trying to find their voice. So just like us, I think we found our stride and we're going to keep progressing, obviously, but I think we got a good rapport going now.
Yeah. So, I mean, you asked me what my top, I mean, let's just go through some of these. Cause I mentioned Dr. Greg. I mean, that the Randall Carlson episode we did was awesome. He's a really nice guy, really, you know, smart guy.
The second Rick Strassman
episode was really good, I thought.
I want to talk about that Randall Carlson, though, because he's a guest where I hear his name and I go, okay, I better shut my mouth because I don't want to make a fool of myself. But he came on and he actually was very down to earth, very he just fit right in with us. So I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed him coming on. Again, I still wanted to watch what I said. I don't want to look like an idiot, but he's a good dude. Same thing with Strassman. You know, you hear these bigger names and these guys have followings and, you know, they, like you were saying, putting the money where your mouth is. These guys are the definition of that. And I get a little choked up. I think that's where the let Maurice speak comes in, because it's like, I just don't want to say the wrong thing. You're very well read and stuff like that. And I just want to watch.
Well, I wasn't always, you know,
right.
You know me. I mean, I've always been, I would, an inquisitive person, but I really haven't done a deep dive into like all the topics we discuss until about 4 or 5 years ago, probably a little bit before we started the podcast. So, before this, you know, I was just a dude playing in jam bands and, hanging out, you know,
playing
Call of Duty and Xbox and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, I, you know, and those are fun things to do, playing guitar, playing in bands. You know, those are all fun extracurriculars. But I feel like doing this podcast is there's something productive about it that you can't really get out of those other things. Like we're actually like learning and growing through this process that, you know, doing those other things are kind of, yeah, learning guitar kind of teaches you, you know, like you mentioned earlier, it gives you like discipline and shows you a way to like master something.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, I don't know. I don't know. We just got to keep learning and growing. But back to the stuff, let's just go through some of the more recent episodes we did. The one with Daniel McQueen on his book, Psychedelic Cannabis. I thought that was a really good episode where we discussed the many different uses of cannabis and, you know, the legality of it now. And, you know, again, we mentioned during the show, Maurice and I have a kinship to it and a fondness, and it goes back a long ways, over 20 years. And yeah, we would have never thought that it would be legal, like fully legal in both the states that we live in. So
I know, it's crazy.
So I really enjoyed that episode, and Daniel's a really, really nice guy. And he's also the creator of DMTX, which excited to see what happens with those experiments. I know he said that they were trying to get something going in Jamaica, but we'll wait and see on that. Yeah, Dr. Bob Davis, super nice guy. We were discussing UAPs, UFOs, NDEs, consciousness, and he was a brain scientist in his earlier life, or studied chemical effects on the brain and things like that. So that's an interesting episode if you haven't seen it already. And this is actually that one we just, the most recent one, the last one we did with Peter Schurstad, on panpsychism and psychedelics. That's probably one of my more favorite episodes in terms of the topic and what I'm into at the current moment and stuff like that. So I don't know. I know you.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is it depending on what you're into at the time, something could tickle you one way or another.
That was an interesting one too, because it was like 6 o'clock in the morning here.
Oh yeah,
it was one of our earliest episodes we've done. We normally do them in the day or at nighttime. So
yeah,
but when you have people across the pond or across the world, you got to make it happen. So
absolutely.
I just want everybody to know we do put in the effort. So like if somebody lives in like Australia, like we make it happen, you know, like we're not one of these podcasts. Like this is the one time a week we do this, and we might do it this year or next year. We might get you on, like we will get people on. So, yeah, the Rick Strassman episode we just did not that long ago. That was a really good episode. I thought you and him hit it off pretty well on the movie stuff and the movie reviews and stuff.
Oh, like yeah. That. Yeah, it only took us Michael's speed color to go down.
Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, that was a good episode. Lots of information in there. I mentioned the Randall Carlson, Laird Scranton, not the mushroom guy. Laird Scranton, the author on Ancient Mysteries.
Mm-hmm. My mistake. We've done 200 and some episodes.
I think we've done five or six episodes with Laird. He's probably one of our more recurrent guests. Actually, we have our own playlist on here. We have our own playlist on here with Laird. So somebody just mentioned
confusion.
Yeah.
I love all the NDE stuff. I'm very into it. I think the guests that we did, the near death experiences, are very not only interesting, but they're also important for people to watch and to accept.
Who was our first? Was it Dr. Penny Sartori? Dr. Penny Sartori. That was actually a pretty good episode on NDEs.
I like that one a lot, man. I love
Cindy
that one.
Cindy Massey, I think, was one of the other ones. We had Dr. Evan Alexander and
associate.
That Rob Gentile guy who had two NDEs. And had like a heart.
Oh, the heart. Yep.
Yeah. That's really cool. Interesting.
I still tell people that story where he had the heart transplant. People, you guys got to go back and watch this one. It's phenomenal. It's he has two out of two near death experiences. And then the one time he actually gets a heart transplant, and he starts to develop a hunger for M&Ms and he starts to enjoy boy band music and he doesn't understand why. But go back and check that episode out and you'll learn the mysteries of this weird occurrence. It's quite interesting. I like that one.
Yeah, Rob Gentile, he wrote a book too. It's all the information's on that episode. So Laird Scranton, I think he's one of my favorite people to talk to. He just looks at things in a completely different way through symbolism and like how ancient people viewed symbolism and used symbolism. So I like that a lot. And just here's a little Easter egg. We were going to do our first documentary on NDEs, but it's no longer on NDEs. But we might do one in the future on NDEs.
Yeah, what do you guys think our documentary is about? Leave a comment. And one more thing, don't forget to smash that like button. That's one thing. Me and Michael, we really don't like to hound people, but apparently you're supposed
I'll leave
to
that
say
to
that.
You.
You just
another
want people
one
to hate me. I see.
No. That's part of your shtick, though. Avi Loeb,
there's a lot
of people that are critical of Avi, but I really enjoyed our conversations with him. I think we've done two episodes with him. We did two Patreons with him, too, and super nice guy.
He embodies exactly what we're going for, people that are willing to take a risk and think outside the box and not be so concerned if they're right or wrong, but just getting themselves out there and proposing different new ideas.
And one thing he said that's really stuck with me is science should serve the public. It shouldn't serve scientists in their own interest. It should serve, public interest. And I think that with all the UAP and his Galileo project and everything they're doing with the search for extraterrestrial life and taking a look at all the data we have from all the UAP stuff, from the military and stuff, all that kind of stuff. So I think that I really like what he's doing, and I really enjoy the fact that, like you mentioned, he's putting himself out there. He even mentioned he was going to do stuff, and by the time the second time we had him on, he had already started doing those things. So, and you can support, I think you can donate to Galileo Project if you are interested in the search for extraterrestrials or want to find out what UAPs are and want to support them. And I know they're using high definition cameras and telescopes and stuff to figure that out. So check that out if you haven't already. Let's see here. Matthew Johnson from Johns Hopkins University. He is one of the top.
Is that losing the prize?
No, he's one of the top psychedelic researchers. I think we talked a lot about like panpsychism, philosophy of science, psychedelics, that kind of thing. He actually did a really good interview on Lex Fridman's podcast a while back, so you should check that out as well.
That's a cool podcast.
Matthew Johnson. Let's see here. Dr. Michael Masters, he's another one of my favorite guests. We've had him on a couple times. His book's Identified Flying Objects. He's a biological anthropologist, I believe, and he's a professor, and he's really into the whole, aliens and UFOs and stuff like that. But he looks at it from like a standpoint of they're time travelers, and that's his main hypothesis and stuff like that. I think he has a new book coming out soon, too, but our more recent episode with him, we actually talked a lot about like domestication. And at one point, did we domesticate ourselves, or what was going on there? And if we did domesticate ourselves, why? And is that the main reason why we're so different, kind of a thing? So I thought that was kind of an interesting conversation. We also discussed UAPs and UFOs and stuff too. But big shout out to Chris Wolford. We're going to have him back on soon. And excited for what we're doing with him in the future. Sam Wolf. We just had him on recently. He's a journalist and writer. And we were discussing, philosophy and psychedelics and things like that. He writes a lot on those topics. He's written some articles on like the stoned ape hypothesis and DMT entities and things like that. So if you haven't checked out his stuff or our episode with him, check that out. Laura Tabone. She lives on Malta, and she has a YouTube channel you should check out called Megalith Hunter. Very good. She does a great job. And she actually goes around and hikes to all these different megalithic structures on Malta and takes pictures and videos. And she talks about all the different theories and, you know, fringe, mainstream, all the different stuff. So shout out to Laura. She does an amazing job, and you should support her channel.
She just released a new video today. So
yeah, we did two episodes with her too. So, Dr. Rick Barnett, shout out to Dr. Rick. We go back and forth on Twitter a lot. He's really big into like addiction recovery and the whole psychedelic therapy stuff. He's also a big fish head. When we had him on, we were talking about his early days going to all the early fish shows that everybody would love to have gone to. He's just a really, really nice guy. So, Matthew Palomary, again, I love talking with Matthew. We've had him on a couple times. He's always got great insights. He's an author, psychonaut, and just an all-around knowledgeable guy. And really enjoy his insights, especially into the psychedelic realms and stuff like that. So if you haven't checked out our episodes with Matthew, go check them out. Let's see here.
Yeah, you know, speaking of Matthews, I really like the episode with our buddy Matt Dietrich.
Oh yeah,
see how his spiritual and emotional growth has come over the years, and that would be cool to maybe check in on him in the near future. I haven't talked to
Matt in a while, but I should reach out to him and see how he's doing.
That was a good. I think that episode was really good, and I think it opened a lot of people's eyes. We're talking about addiction and overcoming it, and you know, all that good stuff. But
well, him and I used to party pretty freaking hard, so and not necessarily in the best ways sometimes. So,
well, that's what a lot of people get into. So,
I've never been an alcohol guy, but I can definitely sympathize with it. We've had family members and best friends and stuff like that, so that have had those issues. Shout out to John Robertson. Maps of the Mind. He was just running a course on his site for psychedelics and stuff, and that was a fun conversation. Really nice guy, so you should check him out. He's on Twitter, and interesting stuff. Shout out to our favorite young author, Anthony Tyler. Anthony just recently released a new book. We've had him on, I think, 3 or 4 times now.
Oh, yeah.
His first book's Dive Manual. His new one's called Hunt Manual. He's really into, like, philosophy and metaphysics. And then also his more recent book takes a look at, like, metaphysical things and beliefs and demons and Fortiana and all that kind of stuff. So check that out. Shout out to Martin Ferretti, who's a friend of the show. And, runs his own podcast, The Alchemical Mind. He's just a really thoughtful dude. I always really enjoy our episodes. We've done a couple recently with him, one on like gnosis and the mind and spirituality and stuff. And then we just did a more recent one where we talked about Gnosticism specifically and kind of the history of it and the evolution and everything. Both Anthony and Martin are going to be part of stuff we're doing going forward. Same thing with a few other people that I mentioned. Shout out to Matthew Roberts, who was on the USS Roosevelt when that gimbal video was taken, the UAP video that was released. And he wrote a book, The Initiated, and we discussed all of his experiences with weird entities and stuff after that initial experience and everything, and he kind of went through his own spiritual awakening and understanding of the universe and stuff. The first episode we had a little bit of audio difficulty, but the second episode's really good and it's really crisp. So again, shout out to Matt. He's gonna be part of things. I'm leaving a little breadcrumbs out there.
Keep tickling, baby. Tickling.
Shout out to John Chavez, who he released that DMT Quest documentary on YouTube if you haven't already and you're into psychedelics and DMT. Go to check out the DMT Quest documentary. The first 20 minutes or so, a lot of like pop culture stuff, but then it gets really into a lot of like the science and recent scientific studies and the impacts that it has on the way we perceive these things, and it's just really well done. So shout out to John.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Soraya. He's been on the show a few times here. Soraya is a really, really good dude. Again, going to be part of what we're doing going forward. And he hosts the podcast Where Did the Road Go? You know, it's dedicated to all sorts of paranormal and Fortean and just a lot of the metaphysical stuff and people discussing their experiences and people getting into like the really weird aspects of life and paranormal activity and stuff. So if you haven't already, check out his show. Let's see here. P.D. Newman, great researcher. If you're into like full studying like philosophy, the Philosopher's Stone or John Dee, Edward Kelly, like all that kind of stuff going, you know, the psychedelic stuff and, Masonic traditions and things like that. He's his book Alchemically Stoned is really good, and then his new one's called Angels in Vermilion, which is a really, really good book. I highly recommend it. But he does great research, and I know he's big into like philosophy and like ancient Greeks and stuff like that too. So check out those episodes. John Folak, he does the Traveling Nobodies podcast, and he's written a few books. He was a fun guy to talk to. He was like a former pilot who got into all that kind of stuff. And yeah, he's an interesting guy. It was a fun conversation. Shout out to Ian Jaded. He's going to be part of, you know, the thing going forward. And
already told people what the thing is, so you don't have to hide.
A lot of these people are lots of different things going on. You would never know. So
right.
So Ian is a great artist. If you have never seen Ian's art, check out his art. But he has like a YouTube channel. He's an author. Tripping the Field on Lucid Dreaming. And then his, I forget the name of his most recent book. Migration, I think, is the name of his most recent book. But yeah, go check that out. Douglas Kenyon, he produced the Atlantis Rising, magazine or something like that. And then he also wrote Ghosts of Atlantis, which we just had him on. And that was a fun conversation. Going into the podcast, I definitely thought Atlantis was a real place. But after reading the Timaeus and the Critias a bunch of times and just knowing a lot about the dialogues now and reading all of Plato's stuff a few times and listening to assessments on it all, I don't know. I don't think Atlantis, it was probably an allegory for a real place, but not a specific actual place, if that makes sense. I think Atlantis was like, look, this is going to happen. Like, you could even look at it now, what's going on in the world. You know, civilization now could be the next Atlantis, you know, kind of a thing. So, again, yeah. I don't think it was like a specific thing. I just think it was an allegory of things to come if you're not aware of the natural the natural world and also existential stuff going on too. So, but that was an interesting conversation. I think that obviously he spent a lot of time on it, so it was fun to talk to somebody who spent that much time on that topic. Ethan Indigo, Mr. Tai Chi master teacher and interesting take on metaphysics and philosophy. He's always a fun person to talk to. Tom Lane, Maurice mentioned, we've had Tom on, I think, 5 times or so. And the one time we even discussed solar energy and solar power.
Yeah, that was the last one, I think.
That was more outside the box episode we've done, but it was actually pretty interesting. I actually learned a lot. So, Jack, who runs a Trip Whip channel. Shout out to Jack. We're going to try and get him back on in the future. I haven't talked to him in a while. So
yeah, we got to check up on him, see what kind of antics he's getting himself into.
And shout out to Martin Sweatman, who wrote Prehistory Decoded. And he's got an interesting theory on Göbekli Tepe, and it's astronomical alignments and connections. So check that out. And let's see here. Friends of the show, again, Sandy. Shout out to Sandy. We love you. Hope everything's all right. Trent, Lee Adams, who we've also had on the show. He's part of some stuff we're doing here, and he was one of our first
guests that weren't a friend.
Lee's a good friend. I talk to him regularly. He's like the one person, you know, I bounce ideas off of and vice versa. And he's a really smart, interesting dude. Chris, Sean. And then I want to give a special shout out to all of our Patreon members and patrons. Kari, Dead Inside, Mitchell, Pete, Carolee, Lou, Paolo, Bridge, Ryan, Zachariah, Trent, Sean, Jeff, Matt, Kayleen, Abraham, Selica, Joseph, Ann, Lee, Dick Kahn, and Justin. Shout out to Dick Kahn. Shout out to RN. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. Hope all is well. It's been super fun, interesting 4 years so far, and we look forward to another 4 years, hopefully.
Absolutely. I'm sure there'll be a lot of juicy tidbits popping up in those next 4 years, so we'll have enough to be talking about, that's for sure.
I mean, and the goal is to keep evolving this, and like I said, we're going to start doing documentaries too, so hopefully this thing will grow even more when that happens, and again, we appreciate everybody's love and support, and if anybody has, you know, any guest or topic suggestions that you want to hear us either research, dissect, or talk about, or whatever, you can just go to mindescapepodcast@gmail.com and send us a message and just let us know what you'd like us to jump into, and we'll try and make it happen.
Or comment below, and don't forget to smash that like button.
And I really do take guest suggestions seriously. I have reached out to many people that have, you know, sometimes we're able to get them on, sometimes they don't respond, you know, it just depends, but like I said, we're always willing to reach out. I mean, I'll reach out to anybody, so it doesn't really matter to me.
Very good.
That's
4 years in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, look, there's so much more we didn't get into, but we covered the 3 year anniversary show. We've covered stuff with like our buddy Chris Emerson, like all the stuff that we talked about early on with him, and
it almost feels like we just did that one. It's crazy. Yeah,
our earlier episodes and some of our personal friends that we had on in the first 50 episodes or whatever, and then slowly evolved from there. But we've met so many awesome people and built relationships, and you know, everybody talk shit about social media and being online and stuff. And I admit that it's pretty brutal out there, but I think
there's a dark side to it, just like everything else.
But I do think that, you know, we have been able to utilize it in a positive way. And I think that we have built a little community of like-minded, interesting people that are open-minded and, you know, just want to spread love and, intelligence and brighten people's day and stuff like that. So I think that we just got to continue doing that. And like I said, we really appreciate everybody. Shout out to Shermanator, Shermie. Shout out to God Popper. Shout out to 4.5 Fingers.
Love the names too. Yeah. Very, very cool.
And we love everybody. And this has been very interesting, and we look forward to seeing where it goes. So,
take the love we send out and spread it around, and just let's go from there. Keep everything on the up and up, and they call me Mr. Vibrations for a reason, ladies and gentlemen.
And let's raise the consciousness, you know, of people. That was the goal of this podcast. I feel like it's gone in the complete opposite direction since when we started. But I don't know if I can contribute it to us though. We're hopefully trying to chip away at that. So
no, don't let what you see on TV, you know, skew you. There's a lot of good people out there, and there's a lot of good ideas and common goals, and we're all banding together. It doesn't feel like that, but I know deep down that it is, and that's the bottom line, is we're all in this together, and just be good to one another.
Well said. All right. Well, before we get out of here, head on over to our Patreon. If, like I said, if you want to support the show for just $2 a month, you'll get access to basically a whole other exclusive library of content. There's segments, there's full episodes, there's secret episodes, there's all sorts of stuff in there. So go check that out. Also, since my wife and I had our little munchkin, I haven't been doing the Twitter spaces, so we're going to try pick up maybe like a Twitter space a week, and also do them on Discord too. If anybody wants to get back and do into the Discord chats, we can do that as well. So yeah, just $2 a month, you'll get exclusive episodes and segments. Again, you can find us on Discord or Twitter. Twitter is at Mike Escape. Yeah, head on over to IndrasWeb.org. That is the social media platform we created to connect open minds. If you want to speculate, hypothesize, theorize, you know, if you want to be, you know, you want to start groups in there or whatever, send me a message. I'll try and get you set up on there. Again, I've kind of slacked on that a little bit. We are trying to still get in the App Store. So, but we'll work on that in the new year. We've got other things going on, obviously, with the documentary and other projects. And I have a new little baby. There's just a lot of stuff going on. So, but we'll try and work on that. And again, one more thing. Again, if you are size large or medium, that's all we have left. But if you want to enter to win this Mind Escape t-shirt, all you have to do is go to Apple Podcast, or let's spread it out. Even go to Spotify and leave a five-star review. Take a screenshot of it. Send it to mindescapepodcast@gmail.com, and that will enter you to win. We will pick a winner at the end of January. So if anybody's interested, please submit. And that's it. It's been an amazing year with amazing guests and new friends, and we're going to try and make that happen again this next year. So
beautiful.
Maybe we'll do something special for our five-year anniversary.
We might get crazy, folks. Watch out.
We'll
now.
We'll go on location somewhere.
We might be digging our holes in the Serpent Mound. I don't know.
So, all right, folks. Well, we love everybody. Stay safe out there, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.
Peace.